Be afraid. Be very afraid. I'm Tom Schon, and welcome to a special Halloween edition of The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCown Gordon Construction and listeners like you.
Today is Halloween, the season of jack-o'-lanterns, trick-or-treating, and, if you're brave enough, visiting a haunted attraction. For thousands of people, that's become a fall tradition, and many of them venture to Field of Screams on North Tyler Road in Mays. It's one of the largest haunted attractions in the state and draws people from across Kansas and the Midwest. On a recent Friday evening, the place was bustling, filled with busy staffers, eager customers, and plenty of... Field of Screams' backstory has a gentler beginning. It was a pumpkin patch, aimed at kids and families. Kip and Jody Scott started it shortly after moving back to Wichita from Los Angeles in 2001. Kip had tired of chasing a career in acting, and their first son, Aiden, had just been born. Kip's father had run the successful Prairie Pines Christmas tree farm on the property for more than 20 years. Kip and his wife wondered whether there was room for another seasonal event.
We tried our hand at pumpkin farming and doing the kids' events in the daytime. That was more difficult than what we realized, to try to get the pumpkins to live, to get families to come out and be happy in the daytime. And so we said, let's go ahead and look into the haunted attraction venue.
Jody went to a national convention for haunted attractions. Yes, there is such a thing. And they visited some other haunted houses to do some research. They launched Field of Screams for 3 nights in 2003. The scariest thing? The lack of attendance. They planted a sorghum field in 2004 and tried again.
We opened up for, I think, 10 nights. And we had pretty good crowds, and by the time we got to Halloween, I mean, we had, you know, a few hundred people a night, and our heads were spinning trying to think, okay, how do we manage a few hundred people going through?
Business doubled in 2005 and tripled in 2006. It was a screaming success, partly fueled by word of mouth on a new fad, social media. This year, the Scots expect to attract about 25,000 people over a 7-week season that started in late September. Kip says the nightly operation now involves more than 100 employees, everything from parking staff to security to makeup artists.
We've been extremely lucky, because if we didn't have Field of Screams, we would not be able to keep the farm open. It's that successful. So Field of Screams banks a lot of our other events throughout the year. The theater, the lavender, Christmas trees, and everything else, yeah.
Because many people who visit Field of Screams are repeat customers, the Scouts try to change 25 to 30% of the attraction every year. But they don't mess with the basics.
You got to have those chainsaws. That's what everybody expects. Give them what they want at Halloween.
And it's the people wielding those chainsaws who give Field of Screams its frightening charm. More than 70 actors in full costume and makeup work the attraction every night, popping out of the sorghum field or hanging out in the creepy buildings along the path, like Clown Town.
Mama will be watching.
They're a mix of ages and backgrounds. Some are longtime actors who've worked in community theater. Others are students. And some just like dressing up for Halloween and yelling, boo. They arrive at 6, about an hour before the gates open. That gives them time to get their makeup done and into costume. All of the characters have their own backstory, like Pappy, who says he was dropped on his head as a child.
There was this one incident where the drop was very strong, and Mama had no choice but to take a piece of the vortex itself and put it in my head, which, you know, side effects happen. That's why Pappy has so many different versions of himself. Right now, you're catching the clown.
When he's not wearing demonic makeup and contacts that give him one red eye and one blue one, Pappy goes by Chester. He's a 51-year-old father of two who spent decades working in local theater. He says life can be tough sometimes, which is why he spent the past 5 years working at Field of Screams.
Every year, when I become Pappy, it allows me to take those yearly frustrations, those yearly stresses, and vent them in a fun way.
Chester plans to work every night this season, but it's not the $70 per shift that motivates him.
Well, I love doing that, and I will keep coming back, especially if Phil will let me come back every year. I don't want to ever stop. I don't ever want to stop being an actor.
Based on the crowds, he won't have to worry about that anytime soon. People seem eager to spend up to $30 to get the daylight scared out of them. It might seem an odd way to have fun, but not to Omri Gallat. He's a psychology professor at the University of Kansas. Gallat says things like haunted houses or roller coasters allow us to push beyond our boundaries and experience something out of the ordinary, but in a controlled way.
So you can engage in that, in this threat, because in your head you're saying, I'm fine. It's not real. I can do all that. And yes, there is a guy with a chainsaw, but I know that he's not actually going to do anything to me, right? So you're enjoying that because it's all in a safe sort of environment.
Plus, those fight or flight moments we face when scared can result in a soothing feeling when the crisis is over.
After that, you know, the body is releasing all of these feel-good, you know, neurotransmitters who are allowing you to basically relax and reach this level of, like, a boost that people enjoy.
Back at Field of Screams, Kaylin put it in less scientific terms. She's a student at Andover High School, and we tagged along with her and some classmates as they walked through the attraction.
My heart's, like, beating at, like, 200 beats a minute. It's fun, and I like the adrenaline rush.
Bailey was another student in our group. She says she comes every year, even though she spent most of the evening screaming.
It's like the spirit of Halloween, I guess. Gotta get scared.
Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Carly Cooper, Jonathan Huber, Beth Goulet, and Lou Ann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torn Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW NPR for Wichita.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.